Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Sanjay Torre, another episode of Office Evolution Radio, and this should be a fun one. We have with us, leading off, Nancy Hohn. Is that
Hohn?
Hohn. The CEO and president of the Alpharetta Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Lee.
So tell us about the Alpharetta Chamber. How are you serving folks?
Well, we are in our sixth year in Alpharetta. Our chamber was developed by some business leaders back when there was the huge growth in Alpharetta and we saw a lot of business coming in, and we knew that these businesses needed to be served specifically in this area. So the chamber was formed, and I moved up here about a year ago to take the leadership role at the chamber. And now we are starting to grow and really provide some great business resources. We support our members by using advertising, promotion, social media, and networking opportunities, of course.
And you're no stranger to the chamber model. You've been involved in chambers for
About 7 years. Yes, I moved here in Florida. I was with the East Orlando Chamber, West Orange, and Lake Nona, and then also serving in district leadership in Toastmasters as district director.
So what's the most rewarding part of being involved in a chamber for you?
To see a business come in that's struggling, and they're kind of taking that last, you know, that chance of, okay, I'm going to bite the bullet and join the chamber as a member, and then a year later seeing that they're having to hire staff and they're so busy, and it's just so rewarding to be able to see businesses grow and really prosper. And the other part is just seeing businesses work together and be collaborative and supportive of each other.
Now, like you mentioned, the Alpharetta business climate is exploding.
Booming, yes.
You can't even put words to it, right?
Can't even keep up with it.
Now, Alpharetta is a northern suburb of Atlanta, but if there was no Atlanta, Alpharetta would be a major city in the southeast, right?
Just by itself. There's over 6,000 businesses just in Alpharetta, and of those, over 700 are high-tech companies. And we have about 23 hotels also, so we have a great industry as far as bringing people in.
And it's pretty diverse. Like you said, there's technology firms, there's amazing healthcare, retail, and hospitality.
And our amazing downtown area.
Right.
That is just exploding, too. So,
talk about how the chamber and the city, how you collaborate when it comes to the growth.
Well, the city, we are a completely separate entity from the city, but the city and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Awesome Alpharetta, the three of us really partner together to serve the entire community. So the CVB serves the community, driving business in as far as the tourist industry, destination weddings, that type of thing. Economic development is handled through the city, so they bring the businesses in, and then our role from that part is to support and help the business become a vibrant and supportive business community. So providing education, resources, networking opportunities, sponsor opportunities, advertising. So we really try to work with our businesses to find out what their needs are and then provide those needs.
And then do you take part in any of the kind of wooing of business to the area? Like when a company is thinking of moving a headquarters or opening an office here, are you involved in those conversations as
Not
well?
So much. That would be the economic
development. Economic development, does that?
From the city. We do get people that call us, but then I refer them to Matthew at the city.
And then when they come here, that's when you guys come into play, right? When they can plug in once they've kind of arrived.
Yeah, so when a new business comes in, of course, we welcome them, give them information about the chamber if they're interested in getting involved. And we also provide ribbon cutting, groundbreaking, anniversary celebration. That always gets posted out on our social media. We send information to some of the local publications, pictures, and things like that. And so we do a lot of celebration with our businesses as well as supporting them resource-wise.
And then when you say business, that's a very broad term, right? Business could be a solopreneur that's opening up their own shop and their own business. It could be a mega corporation.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, we have all levels.
You have services for any size company.
Yes, yes. And a lot of times the larger businesses, their role in our chamber is more of a supportive partner, possibly financially or sponsoring. A lot of times, too, it can help with bringing in employees. If there's a large business, especially maybe a tech company or a new upcoming business, and they have 500 employees, sometimes they have a lot of young professionals. And so with them being able to attend our young professionals group and things like, so we have, you know, opportunities from that end as well.
Right. So you have activities for any size business and at no matter what the level is. So they could be new to the company or, you know, seasoned.
Absolutely. Yes.
And what are some of the activities that, like, on a monthly basis that you do? You host networking events. Is there educational events?
Yes,
there's
we
probably
have.
Fun events, too, right?
Oh,
social
yeah.
events.
Oh, they're all fun.
They're all fun, but some more social.
We have a fun chamber.
Social driven, but some are, like, learning and.
Absolutely.
And networking.
We have, on a monthly basis, we have our monthly luncheon. So that's an educational opportunity. We bring in speakers that actually provide resources mm-hmm. and takeaways for our members. We have three networking opportunities throughout the month. Some are in the morning, some are in the evening. And then we have opportunities for our businesses to host events so that they can come into the business, actually see what they're doing, and be able to show off their location. So we try to always give that opportunity to our businesses. And then we have our signature event. So just this week we had our Women Who Walk the Walk, and that's always an inspirational type event. We bring somebody in, a businesswoman locally that has gone, you know, had a wonderful journey and gone from like being a nurse to a CEO. And she tells about her journey and challenges and things like that. So that's always a great inspirational. And then we have our Coffee and Commerce, which is quarterly. And that's more of a hot topic type thing. So we just had somebody come in and tell us about the North Point renovation and Halcyon. So things like that. So, and then, of course, we have our golf tournaments and all of those things.
Now, it seems, I mean, I live in Sandy Springs, but it seems like throughout all of the city, there's just people moving here on a regular basis. Are you seeing the same thing here, that there's constantly new people?
Oh, there's constantly new. And if you just see the amount of single family and multifamily construction in the area, too.
So now if somebody just moved to town, how would you recommend them getting the most out of, like, joining the chamber, or, like, you know?
And it depends on, you know, it depends on their target market. When I'm talking to a business, first I find out what their customer is, what their target market is, and then it can, if they want to do business with the Alpharetta community, then our chamber is a good fit. They join. We have an ambassador team that comes out and meets with them, onboards them, makes sure that they're getting the most out of the membership, gives them some suggestions on ways to get connected. They'll meet them at events and make introductions so that they're meeting the right people. And then if a business is looking for something more regional, then I would refer them to the Greater North Fulton Chamber, which is the chamber that is covers all six cities. So some of our cities do have their individual chambers, and then we have the Greater North Fulton Chamber, which is North Fulton County.
And then do you all work together?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So it's very collaborative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so since you've been involved with the chamber in Alpharetta, do you have a moment or that you can share that's been the most maybe inspirational, where you've maybe met somebody that's really kind of
the most inspirational? Well, one of the things that I saw when I first came here, so I moved here from Orlando, not being from Alpharetta, and I knew that Alpharetta was a pretty tight-knit community, very supportive. And I didn't know how I would be, you know, welcomed, whether it's, you know, well, she is coming from Orlando. She doesn't know our community. How is she going to lead our chamber? But this community is just so supportive and so welcoming and so warm. And I went out and did everything I could to find out everything about Alpharetta. And I've just, you know, my husband and I live here. So this is our home, and we have just embraced it. And we are, you know, we're really, I am passionate about this community growing and just making it a very, very strong supportive and vibrant business community continuing.
Now, business is at the heart of it. Is there, you have involved with any golf or sporting events? Do you put on those kind of events as well?
Yes, our golf tournament is actually going to be May 7th at the Manor. We have a golf networking league that is a 10 session. So it's it's first and third Wednesday of every month, and that runs from April until August. And we have a clay shoot that will be in September. So we do some of those, and we have our annual gala at the end of the year. So the sporting ones are more the golf and the clay shoot.
And then when you got involved as the CEO of the chamber, what was your kind of vision of what it could be? What are some of the things that you'd like it to grow into?
Well, with my experience, I've worked with chambers about our size. I've worked with chambers that are about the same age as we are, you know, getting ready to expand and grow. And I've worked with larger chambers. And I definitely feel with the demographic and the amount of businesses that are right here in Alpharetta that we have a huge opportunity to be the voice of business in Alpharetta. So that is my vision, is in the next 5 years for us to be the resource and the voice for business in Alpharetta.
And then you're pretty bullish about Atlanta, the metro, and the North Metro area. You're seeing more and more companies coming.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like as far as international companies coming into Alpharetta as well, with the amount of tech companies that we have, there's a great presence of the international feel as far as global. So UST Global, that's, and VDART is a global organization. So I see a lot of, as far as companies moving to Alpharetta from Atlanta, is that what you were asking?
Well, are you seeing kind of companies in general coming to the metro area from all over? So you said that internationally you're seeing an interest of opening headquarters satellite offices or North American offices here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you do work with nonprofits, or is it only for-profit businesses?
No, we definitely support nonprofits, and we give them a good discount on their membership so that it makes it easy for them to get involved. And we try to, at our Women Who Walk the Walk, the Drake House is one of our benefiting partners at that event. So we ask people to bring donations, whether they're looking for women's shoes or handbags or things, you know, clothing, things like that. They'll let us know what their needs are. And then we have several other organizations, and we try to make sure that we're getting the word out about what they need volunteer-wise, financial. But yeah, we definitely like supporting our nonprofits.
Now, is being active in the chamber help you kind of attract talent to your organization, or find where there's opportunities when people are hiring and things like that?
Well, through our, as a member of the chamber, we have a job posting portal that members can post jobs. And so one of the initiatives that we want to drive in the next 2 to 3 years would be to do some workforce development and maybe partner with some other organizations to bring more of that to Alpharetta.
Now, do you work with any of the colleges to, you know, kind of pair up like a curriculum, like, hey, there's a healthcare, we have healthcare companies here that need this kind of skill. Hey, college, maybe you should work with them to kind
of... Yes, we actually have a committee that is going to be working to develop that initiative and work more. We have colleges that we are partnered with and that are members, but we do not have that working connection yet. So we are working toward that over the
next
year.
To be the bridge to help them
kind of
work together. Because that's kind of your role, right? You're the bridge between the businesses and the people.
Right, exactly. And business to business as
right.
well.
So that must be very rewarding work for you.
It is. I love it. I love my job. I think I have the best job in the world. So,
so what do you need more of? How can we help you?
I think just right now with the Alpharetta Chamber, I know we're starting to have a good footprint in the community, but we still are challenged with getting some more visibility, letting people know that we're here and that we are a good resource, as well as the other side of it is letting the community know that we have a great group of businesses that they can do business with. And so when they're in the market for looking for a hairdresser or an insurance person or something like that, that they go to our website, go to our directory, and do business with our members.
And use it as a resource to find whatever vendor they need.
Yes. There was a survey that was done back in 2016. It was, and it talked about specifically chambers, and that like 65% of residents in the community would do business with a chamber member, and they would continue to do business with the chamber member. So that gives it a lot of credibility.
Right, that people want to support the people that support and the community.
Right. And that they are good, dependable businesses. Right. And they can be held accountable.
Well, if somebody wanted to learn more and join and become a member, or just to, you know, find out more what's happening, because something's happening almost every day over there. What's the website?
The website is alpharettachamber.com. And on the homepage, we have a link for joining and a link to our event calendar. And we also have a chamber and community calendar. So there are a lot of opportunities for our members and our community to put information out there about what's happening all over, not just with the chamber.
Good stuff, Nancy. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Hang with us. One more guest. Next up on Office Evolution Radio, we have Marjorie Gibson with Community Social Integration. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing well. So tell us about Community Social Integration. How are you serving folks?
Oh, right. So we are a company from Connecticut. Originally, we've been in business for 20 years. We are providing services to adult with mental disability, developmental disability, and we are now branching out to Georgia, and we are getting ready to open our first home in the Decatur area.
So when you say open your first home, what does that mean?
Opening a group home in the Decatur area, supporting young adults with developmental disability.
And then so a young adult would move there by themselves, or they move there with their family? How does it work?
It's individuals who have been deemed unable to remain at home, but they need to live in a group home setting with other peers and receiving round-the-clock support with employees, staff working with them and teaching them daily living skills and taking them around the community to be part of the community and also help them manage their health, medical, and financial.
So now, are there needs that, what are the type of, what are the needs that they have? Are they can't work, or they work out of the house?
They are able to work, but they usually are limited to the type of work they can do. Some of them attend a non-working program where they go to a center and do activities and recreational. And if they are able to do limited work, they're able to do landscaping or anything that does not require a high level of skills.
And then do you find them those opportunities, like matchmaking for the opportunities?
We do. But for the most part right now, we are concentrating on the residential aspect of it, where we are providing them residential support.
Like a safe place to live.
To live and this around-the-clock support that they need to manage their funds and manage their medical life.
So you're not, there's no medical stuff happening there, is
no,
there?
No. We help them with medical appointments, keeping track of, when they need to get their physical done, the dental, the regular stuff that us folks, normally would do for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how'd you get involved with this?
Well, we are from Connecticut, and we originated in Connecticut, and we've been around for almost 20 years. And in Connecticut, we are very popular to be the type of agency that service those with very high behavioral challenge. Dual diagnoses, whether it's, it could be sex offenders, drug addiction, but these are individuals who also have the mental retardation and what they call developmental disabilities. Mm-hmm. And so we do good with that.
So now they have developmental difficulties. Maybe the parent cannot take care
handle
of
them because as they get older, they become, older, and the parents are getting older, and they need to place them in the home.
Right, where they're skilled people that this is what they do every day.
Exactly.
And they know how to deal with
Yes, correct.
And then so then you go in there and you give them a safe environment where they can
correct
not hurt themselves or other people.
And we teach them how to be socially appropriate, and we provide them with a nurturing environment where we become their second family, and we establish a good rapport with them where they, you know, they learn to trust us and they learn to know that we are here and they can count on us and we help them succeed the best way possible.
And then for some of them, they're not able to work, right?
Correct.
And then so they're just there every day. Correct. And you got to give them something to do.
Yeah, but they still go during the day, the working hours, to a different place where they can do activity, learn different skills, and not sit at home. So they come back to the home in the afternoon.
So now how is this paid for? Is this covered by insurance or is this something that you need a lot of donations in order to be able to pull this off?
Well, this is through the waiver, Medicaid, so we get paid for that.
So then so if a person needs this service, that's covered by Medicaid?
Yes.
And then you're paid by Medicaid?
Correct.
So I would imagine there's a lot more need than what you guys can provide, right?
Absolutely.
So must be very difficult.
It is. What it is we actually are very good at what we do. In Connecticut, we're very well known. And whenever people are in need of really very specific skills, they call up on us. And we felt that, you know, this could be an area that could use our services. And like I said, this is, you know, it may be difficult for most, but to us, it's just normal.
Well, that's your passion and your mission.
Absolutely.
Now, how did you pick Georgia out of all the planet?
Well,
from Connecticut.
Well, my husband and I, and we have a partner. We started the company in Connecticut. We've been around for 20 years. And a few years back, we came here to visit some friends. And we actually liked the area. And we kind of informed ourselves of the need for that type of service. And we decided, let's provide services to some other individuals here that could use that.
So you're kind of a startup.
Correct.
Right? Here in Georgia.
In Georgia, correct.
So you're trying to get the word out to let people know the service exists.
Yes, and we are actually are currently hiring for the new group home, and we are in need of new staff. So we want to let people know that they can reach out to us and apply to work for us, and we are a fun place to work, and you become part of our family environment and make a difference in these guys' lives, and that's definitely a good start.
Do you have to provide the food? Do you need people in all types of roles, or is it mostly caregiving?
Yes, well, the caregivers, you know, they come in and work, and they provide overall care, and they help them cook, teach them, you know, minimal skills, whatever they can learn, you know, how to, you know, make themselves an easy meal. But overall, they ensure that the meal is prepped for them, and the laundry, they help them with the laundry, they help them with the maintaining their homes. And also going in the community to do fun stuff and attend their doctor's appointments.
Now, what kind of skills does the caregiver have to have? Do they have to have a degree in something, or like what is their?
With the degree, we request a degree for management. However, for the residential instructor, which is the caregiver for the daily routine, we do hire people with experience, but we also have found that those without experience have learned a lot from us, and we provide the in-house training that they require.
So if they have the right attitude,
that's it. The positive attitude, be passionate in helping
and
others, and patience.
Right, you gotta have
patience. You got it.
So now, since you've been doing this for so long, this is just amazing work. Thank you so much for doing this.
Well, you're welcome. I love it. I wouldn't do anything else.
So now you must have seen so many people come through the doors and really see improvement in how they behave and how they interact. And what's it like when their parents come back and see them?
Yes.
They must be changed dramatically a lot of times.
And we also encourage family involvement. And during holidays, we provide them with the supervision to go home to dinner or Christmas or whatever holidays that's going on. And we support the family and making sure that they maintain a positive relationship with them. And we take away the stress. So now all they have is to just be family.
Wow.
Yes.
That is such rewarding work. Yes. Well, thank you for coming to Georgia. Oh, I'm sure there's
welcome.
A lot of need here.
Yes, we like it here.
Now, is the home already filled up?
We have two individuals identified, and we are looking to move them in next month. And right now we are here looking to hire people, and we are encouraging male to apply because that's usually, you know, we lack that. Mm-hmm. But we hiring it, you know, for every position. And
so how many hires do you think you'll have about?
Well, we hope to have about 20 for the 20? One home, because we like to have subs.
Right.
And, you know, each shift have a number of people on shift. So, you know.
And then how many people will be living in the group home?
It's two. Two? We're starting at two. We can
it
go
takes
up to
20
four.
People to
but
take
no, it
two.
Doesn't necessarily. Mm-hmm. But we just like to have it where if someone is out on vacation
you
or
backup.
Sick, you have backup. Correct.
But how many people take care of the two?
It all depends on their individual needs. It could be anywhere from one person to three. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's on a full-time basis. So someone will live in the home.
They won't live in the home, but they'll just come in and report to work.
For eight-hour shifts. And
yeah,
so there's 3 8-hour shifts a day.
Yes.
Wow. That is amazing that you're doing this. That is such an important service.
Thank you.
So in Connecticut, how many homes do you have there?
We have about 19.
19 homes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is quite the...
Yes.
The business you're running there.
Yeah, Connecticut is very unique, and we have had people that we have supported when they first started out with us. They needed 24-hour care where they have to have supervision for 24 hours mm-hmm. a day. And with our help and support, they have, you know, become more independent, and now they live on their own without 24-hour care, where you just have someone coming in like anywhere from 4 to 5 hours a day just to, you know, oversee making sure that they independently maintaining their lives. So,
now, is this a nonprofit?
No, it is
for-profit business.
Correct.
And then you had 19 in Connecticut. Are you looking to have that many here, like to grow like that?
Well, we are looking
time?
To grow in Georgia because we, you know, truly enjoy seeing the difference in people's lives. Obviously, some people will always need the 24-hour service. However, you know, the ability to interact socially and to become more independent, you know, within their own ability is amazing.
And then for you, are they when you're working with these people, are they ever able to kind of graduate and leave? Or is this something that once they're there?
We've had some people who have been able to become independent. And like I said, they would start with 24-hour support. 24 hours a day, and then they've graduated to being on their own and having minimal support per day or per week. We've had an individual in Connecticut. She now became independent, where we helped her find a really great job with the utility company, and she works full time, and she just purchased her first home. And
wow.
Has a husband and kids now. And
that's amazing.
She no longer
story.
Needs us. So that was
that's
very
as
fulfilling.
Good as it gets there,
yes,
right?
That's the ultimate. That's what we strive for.
Now, are you looking to partner with companies that want to hire some of these people that have these special needs? Like
absolutely.
This?
We have the two young men who are moving in next month. They are looking for a landscaping job. We will provide, you know, we will provide the support that they need. Or if there's already a company that is a day program supporter that they can, you know, get the staffing from them, that's, you know, more than, you know, welcome.
So you'll drive them back and forth, or like what is where does your
typically school? If we are their day program, meaning that we are the agency that's also providing the residential and the day support, we will drive them. But if it is another agency like ours who only provides the day support,
so then they do that
they
part.
Will pick up and do drop off. Correct.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank
if
you.
Somebody wants to learn more about the opportunity, the job opportunities, or if they have a child in need or knows of somebody that needs this type of service, what's the website?
They can log on to our website, communitysocialintegration.com. Integration is spelled Integration. And also they can go on Indeed. We up there.
All right, Marjorie. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Sanjay Touré. We will see you all next time on Office Evolution Radio.